Well, Tyler, first of all, good to see you here at Thursdays in Pella. What does it mean for you, being a native to this area, to see racing featured in Pella like this and to see so many people either learning or enjoying the sport here tonight?
It's really, really cool to see everybody out here and all the support we have tonight. Just great interacting with everybody. And anytime you put sprint cars on the square in Pella, it's going to be a great evening.
Well, and as I understand, you kind of have a nice charitable twist to what you're doing. Tell your listeners a little bit about getting kids to take photos with your car and how that's benefiting a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, so we are grateful to have partnered strategically with Dennis Fogel with Pivot AM Services. And what he's doing for us is he's giving us $15 for every kid that we get a picture of in front of or in the race car tonight. And another local family right here in Pella, the Newmans, they have an 8-year-old son, Filson, who has Sanfilippo syndrome, which essentially is Alzheimer's in kids. And that's the cause that we're raising money here for tonight. And so we're just trying to get as many people as we can in the sprint car.
Well, and not only are you getting people in the sprint car, I know you were up on the stage talking to some of these fans and you've been interacting with people. Kind of back to my first question, what does it mean for you to be able to promote a sport you love to so many people that are from your home area and to be able to celebrate what happens at Knoxville and all these other area raceways?
It's definitely special. You know, Knoxville for me has always been special, but I grew up going there as a kid, and not everybody in the community did that or has been around or is aware. So the more people we can get involved, I think the better it is for the racetrack, the better it is for Pella, the better it is for our sport in general. So overall, just an incredible event tonight and grateful for all the hard work. I know Lori and several other people on her team did to put all this together.
Well, if people are tuning in on KNIA on a Saturday night, I'm guessing they can hear you. Tell us a little bit about your race season and what it means to be able to compete here locally.
Yeah, it's been an incredible year for us already. Didn't really know what to expect coming in. I hadn't been in the race car for several years, and got a tremendous amount of support, really, behind us that's given us the tools and the people that we need to be successful. And so far we've had that with 2 wins already this year. And until last week, I don't think we'd finished outside of the top 3. So we've really exceeded expectations and really just enjoying life both on and off the racetrack right now.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Absolutely.